Today, the City of Bethel's hosting an education session for its unvaccinated employees to learn more about the COVID-19 vaccine. This one will be held with the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services. It's the second vaccine education session since the city announced their vaccine mandate. On Friday, the City of Bethel held another session with a local physician with the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. Dr. Roll gave a presentation and answered questions about the vaccine's safety, efficacy, and development. Following Friday's Q&A, some city employees said they felt they better understood the vaccines and were leaning towards getting a shot. However, they continue to demand either a policy restart that would include the workers in developing a vaccine mandate, or they want an extension on the current policy's deadline. Some of the unvaccinated employees say their beliefs are being represented by a de facto spokesperson.
The employees have found some reason to find me as a voice for them or a leader in them.
Corbin Ford is the foreman of the city's maintenance department. Ford says some employees are coming from an extremely low level of scientific knowledge, and that has been holding them back from getting vaccinated.
RNA? They can't even tell you what DNA means.
The city's administration says it has provided all city employees with educational materials about the vaccine. The city's human resources director sent KYUK a list of 26 COVID-19-related items that it says were educational and should have provided forewarning to the vaccine mandate. It emailed these items to all employees over the last year and a half. It included two prior COVID-19 vaccine education webinars with the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. The COVID-19 vaccines have been available in Bethel to the general public for over 8 months. But the unvaccinated employees continue to demand further instruction and more time, hence why the city is providing another education session today. Ford requested that an epidemiologist attend the session. He says that the session on Friday, led by Dr. Roll, did not provide specific epidemiological responses to some of his questions. Ford says that he intends to get vaccinated. He says that could be as soon as Monday or Tuesday, along with a handful of other employees. He says he hopes that could spur a wave of more vaccinations among employees. But Ford also says that if the city doesn't extend the deadline on its policy, he intends to quit anyway, on principle.
The policy gives that bad taste in your mouth, and there is a defiant piece in every human being, stubbornness in every human being, that some of the individuals might have that oppositionally defiant, you've told me what I have to do, and I'm not going to do it because I need to make a stand.
Ford says the city needs to cater to the oppositional defiance that exists in its unvaccinated workers. He says that the city should work around this by including workers in the decision-making process far in advance, or at the minimum, give them 60 days to adjust to the new policy. The current policy had given the employees 2 weeks to get their first dose of the vaccine. Ford did not say if he or any of the city workers have been diagnosed with oppositional defiance disorder. It's a psychological condition in which people become irrationally angry and refuse to comply with figures of authority. The disorder is most often diagnosed in children. The unvaccinated employees' requests for more time comes while the healthcare system in Alaska is overwhelmed. Nearly every ICU bed is full, and healthcare workers are pleading with the public to get vaccinated. Last week, Alaska hit its highest numbers for COVID-19 case counts and hospitalizations ever. The city workers' requests for more Q&A sessions with doctors and epidemiologists come amid reports of healthcare worker shortages and burnout. As of Friday, the city of Bethel had 104 employees. 15 of them were unvaccinated. That number includes nearly half the police force. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.